I believe it'll all start with a recording of his I Have a Dream speech. But then I'm being invited to talk about how small differences can build to make a community better. So small differences in terms of doing something, seeing problems in the community or whatever that community may be, whether it's a city, a town, a school, and taking action. The main thing I'll be talking about is how at the high school I was at last year, the head librarian and I met before the school year began, and we had both read a book that talked about police aggression in our society. And we were both wowed by the book. It's called All American Boys by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Kiley. And from our simple conversation about how wowed we were by the book, we then pursued having our school do an all-school read with a month of activities around the book so that the book could be a conversation starter about community, community involvement, the role of bystanders in making change. And we had a month of events, which culminated in a community potluck and the authors coming and speaking to all of our students. And basically, I'll talk about how we pulled that whole thing off.
And since that time, have you seen other things that have come off from that event? In other words, other community building kinds of things?
From that, I know that Sun Prairie, a city just outside of Madison, is planning to do an all-school read with the same book, All American Boys. Memorial, the school that we did the all-school read for, they are going to do another all-school read. They're thinking, hoping, to find a title related to current immigration issues. I'm no longer at Memorial. I'm at another high school, but this project allowed me access to an author named Angie Thomas, who has a current New York Times bestseller called The Hate U Give. I was able to get my sophomore students a chance to read the book and have the author come in and speak with each of the classes. And another huge takeaway from this was that we sort of insisted that we were going to have students leading as much of the events for our all-school read as possible. And the feedback we've gotten from those student leaders has just been amazing. In terms of skills they feel that they've gained, their personal growth, the things, those who have gone to college, the things that they've taken up while they've been in school. It's just been pretty great hearing about all the different effects.
You'll be talking about building community. Now, of course, you grew up in the Northwoods community. And what are some of the things that might, you know, is this something that could be used here in the Northwoods in a similar fashion in other areas?
I think so. I know that, well, when the head librarian and I were meeting and we were talking about this book, what we were talking about was the fact that the book wasn't perfect. The book was frustrating in so many ways, whether it was because of the issues it brought up or the answers that it didn't give, those easy answers that as readers, as people we want to have, it didn't give us that, and it made you talk about things. And I think that's a value for anyone in any community with any kind of issue. Having these tangible things be touchstones for conversations. So in Madison, knowing that a lot of our community was talking about cases of police aggression and the results of those, having in our own community a young man who was killed by a police officer in 2015, and knowing that for many of our students, that case was really complicated for them to get their heads around. There were no easy answers to it, but there was also not a lot of conversation because that was somebody's son. That was somebody else's classmate. So having this opportunity for fiction about social issues to be a conversation starter, that can happen anywhere.